evacuated residents of East Palestine, Ohio, and Beaver County, Pennsylvania, were allowed to return home 5 days after a massive train derailment near the Pennsylvania border. The derailment caused huge chemical fires and toxic fumes. On Monday, the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania ordered residents within an extended evacuation zone to leave their homes immediately because Norfolk Southern planned to vent the chemical vinyl chloride from 5 of its tanker cars. The company said this would prevent what could have been a catastrophic explosion. The planned release created another ball of fire and a huge plume of black smoke, but according to officials, it was a success. By late Wednesday, East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabik made this announcement at a press conference.
With the full support and backing of Governor DeWine, I'm happy to announce that the evacuation order is now lifted.
The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant is here to talk about the environmental issues that people still have concerns and questions about. Julie, what do we know about the air quality and monitoring in East Palestine?
Well, the U.S. EPA says the air there has been monitored since the incident. And from Tuesday to late Wednesday, the reading showed concentrations that they say would be normal outside in almost any community. EPA's James Justice spoke Wednesday at a press conference about air testing. He explained that since the incident, they've had air monitors at strategic locations as well as handheld instruments. He said Norfolk Southern has also been testing.
It's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of data points that we've collected over the time to show that the air quality in the town is safe.
According to EPA's website, they're looking at levels of volatile organic compounds, VOCs, including vinyl chloride and butyl acrylate, as well as other pollutants like carbon monoxide and hydrogen sulfide. Now, at that same press conference, an official with Norfolk Southern told residents within the one-mile evacuation zone that they can call a hotline if they want the air quality in their homes tested.
The venting that was done on Monday was to release vinyl chloride from some of the rail cars. What do we know about this chemical?
Well, vinyl chloride is used to make PVC. That's the plastic used in pipes and car parts. In the tanker cars, the vinyl chloride was a liquid, but outside, it's a gas, and breathing it in at high levels can cause lung damage and even death. Burning it creates the dangerous chemicals phosgene and hydrogen chloride. Juliana Baer is a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh whose work focuses on vinyl chloride exposure.
Generally, vinyl chloride is a chemical agent that is understudied, as in its health effects.
And she says people shouldn't underestimate it, even at low levels. Her lab studies whether low levels of vinyl chloride enhance liver disease and liver cancer. She says vinyl chloride dissipates in the air. The bigger problem is if it contaminates groundwater. And this is why emergency responders said they didn't douse the chemical fire with water. But chemicals from the wrecked train cars did get into nearby waterways and killed fish.
It was as a liquid form in the tanker cars. It can travel through the ground into the water and contaminate the water and travel within the groundwater.
Baer says vinyl chloride can move from groundwater as a gas into homes or offices and build up in these enclosed spaces. She says regulatory standards for safe levels for people were set decades ago and really should be reevaluated.
What about the drinking water supply in this area?
Ohio EPA's Kirk Kohler said East Palestine's main water supply was protected and there was no immediate threat from leaked chemicals. But this is a rural area and there are also homes with private drinking water wells. So the state and county will be testing private wells, and those residents can call that same hotline to request drinking water while their wells are being tested. Kohler said that they're evaluating for possible chemical leaching into groundwater supplies.
This is something we will look at. How deep is the contamination? It'll be not just horizontal, but depth, so that we can make sound decisions based on the information gathered during the investigation.
Kohler says now that the emergency phase is coming to a close, they're moving to long-term monitoring.
You were in East Palestine last weekend, and I know you spoke with some people who had been evacuated. What concerns did they have, and what are they feeling now that the evacuation order has been lifted?
Well, soon after the derailment, local officials were telling people the air was safe in the community. And Kara, I can tell you firsthand, there was a really strong smell in the air. I could feel a burning in my eyes. Among the people I met was Shauna Lewis, who was at a community help center with her 7-year-old daughter looking for hotel information. She didn't feel sure that the air was safe.
I feel like they're probably not telling us the whole truth, you know, like they don't want to scare everybody to death because people's already panicking. And if they actually tell you, like, what could potentially happen, you know, there's always that could happen, you know, and then people might get a little more scared. So they're probably not saying that part yet.
And, you know, the very next day, the news was scary. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine ordered residents to leave immediately or face grave danger from a possible explosion of the rail cars. And then they did that venting of chemicals we mentioned. Now, after the evacuation order was lifted, Lewis said she was nervous to go home. She's concerned about residue that might be laying in the house that will need to be cleaned up. And she wants her air monitored. As we heard, authorities are saying ambient air in the community has been tested extensively, and they trust that it's safe and also that the water is safe now. But, you know, I spoke with Ned Kattire, president of Physicians for Social Responsibility Pennsylvania, and he wasn't surprised when people were skeptical of what authorities have been telling them over the last week. They could see the fire with their own eyes and smell the smoke.
Air isn't supposed to smell like anything. So if you can smell something in the air, then it's already in your bloodstream.
On our website, we're posting the phone numbers for residents who are concerned about their air or water, and another number if they want to ask a toxicologist about the chemicals.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Kara.
And you'll find those numbers and more reporting from the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.